This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Yesterday, I talked about how some sounds can actually harm your stored wine. However, there are two sides to this coin, and this twist may surprise you. Playing Bach to your Bordeaux after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
There have been many stories told of winemakers playing classical music in the winery tank and barrel rooms. Many contend that certain music can affect the molecular structure of the wine in good ways. And so when you hear a little Bach in the background, it may not be all about ambiance. But there's more. A study by researchers in Tuscany has taken this practice outside to a far earlier stage in a wine's life. Sure, you talk and sing to your houseplants and swear it makes a difference. You're probably right. And what's good for the grape leaf ivy may be good for the good old grape. The Italian researchers found that, depending upon the frequency, intensity, and exposure time, Sangiovese grapes, a principal ingredient in Chianti, were happy little campers that grew plump and juicy, and of course, made yummy wine. Now, while classical is king, some believe that other genres of music also do the trick. So, if you find a winemaker out in his vineyard singing the blues, maybe you won't do the same when you open up one of his bottles. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.